So I get to welcome the...
Wow. I'm Bill, and I'm the luckiest dude in the world because I have known the Pump Brothers, David and Dana. Don't tell you which one is who. But
right.
I've known them for more than 40 years.
And you can never say no.
Have you ever met anybody who could ever say no?
To the Pump Brothers. No, it just doesn't exist.
No, but life said no to their family.
Yes.
When their dad and their mom, they both died of cancer, and that's why we're here. And there's nothing better in life, Mike, than a purpose-driven life.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
So to be here today and to live a life where we can do something for someone who will never be able to pay us back, that's when you have a chance to live a perfect day.
I think that's what it's about,
right? I was so lucky, Mike, in that the world has always been nicer to me than I deserve. My parents, they cared more about me than they cared about themselves. And here we are at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, just down the street from UCLA, where I came 52 years ago. And on the very first day I got here, because this is Merv Griffin territory, this
right.
is Beverly Hills, this is Bel Air, this is Century City, this is Santa Monica, this is Brentwood, this is the promised land.
Right.
So I get here, and I'd probably never eaten in a restaurant before I got to UCLA.
For and college basketball, yes.
I came to UCLA, well, to be a student athlete.
Right.
And it was fantastic. But when I got here, on the very first day, I met Ernie Vandeweghe, Kiki's dad, and one of the founding fathers of the NBA as a player. Now, Ernie, he had a good life growing up and everything in the New York area, and he played in the NBA, but the salaries in those days were $5,000.
Yeah, a little different.
Maybe.
A little different, right.
Per year.
Right.
Not per breath, but
right,
per
right,
year.
Right. Or per dribble, nothing. Yep,
right.
Right.
And so here he was, Ernie had married one of his teammates, Mel Hutchins, had married his younger sister, Colleen, who was Miss America.
Wow.
And so, and while he was playing in the NBA, he was also going to medical school. And so as soon as he graduated from medical school, he said, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to Los Angeles.
I got to make real money.
I'm going to the promised land. And so he and Colleen came out here, and they spent the rest of their life enabling and empowering people. And that is what the Harold and Carol Pump Foundation is all about. Now, Carol, remember, it's spelled with an E at the end. Now, the E is silent, but it's still there.
Right.
Same as in my name. My name is Bill, and I have two L's in my name, and the second one is silent. Some people have the first one silent, but the second one is silent for me. But the culture that I grew up in, fostered by John Wooden, Chick Hearn, Ernie Vandeweghe, my parents, my very first coach, Rocky, who was a
I'm still laughing at the first one, not the second one.
Rocky was the volunteer coach at my elementary school for 59 years.
Wow.
Never took a penny. And he coached every day, every sport, all year round, every student in the entire school. And he was the town's fireman. And
lots of community service there.
He had three children of his own, the same age as my older brother and me, who also went to UCLA. Bruce went to UCLA. And it's Rocky, he gave up his life so that other people's dreams could come true. And
he didn't give up his life. He's dedicated his life, right? Because, earlier, it's that giving back that enriches all of us, right?
Right.
So that's what it's about.
There's nothing better.
Right,
and
absolutely.
To be here at the Beverly Hilton, where I've spent so much of my life, you know, getting to meet through Ernie Vandeweghe, through UCLA, getting to meet the likes of Merv Griffin, who built this hotel and got the street outside named after
right.
him, and all the different people. I am truly the luckiest guy in the world. And when Lori, my wife, L-O-R-I, the greatest everything ever,
okay.
and our CEO, Chief Everything Officer, when we got here late last night, we had been saying goodbye to one of our children. We have 6 children and 14 grandchildren. And one of our
congratulations.
Children is moving and leaving Manhattan Beach to move to Cleveland. And so they're going to move there and make a go of it there. And so we were saying goodbye to them. And then we came in here just up the way from Manhattan Beach. And we got here just as the party was letting out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and literally, as people were flooding out, trying to get to the valet and everything, and trying to get their Ubers, and we knew every one of the people, and they were all just so happy, and it was just such a wonderful time. And when we finally were able to get through, it was almost like a receiving line.
Right.
The way they were all just flooding by us, and we're stopping and hello and pictures and catching up and everything. Literally, everybody we know. And so
well, the pump.
And then when we finally caught our breath, this must have taken an hour
right.
to get from the front door of the hotel to the check-in desk, right? And when we finally got our first breath, and after seeing all these incredibly happy people, I turned to Lori and said, man, I can't believe we didn't get invited to that party. But here we are tonight, and tonight we're going to be celebrating and raising a lot of much-needed consciousness, awareness, and resources for cancer research.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is a devastating killer.
Well, it affects us all. We all know somebody have lost somebody we loved. All right, so I have a quick question for you before we wrap up here, Bill.
Okay.
So I know you are a big Deadhead fan.
I'm a Deadhead, yeah.
But
I'm with those guys. But, I've been a Deadhead for 55 years. I've been to more than 1,000 Grateful Dead shows.
So,
and I was at the last one they just played in Citi Field on July 16th. It was a Saturday night at Citi Field. 70,000 fans. It was over the top. John Mayer,
right.
He came out. John Mayer, that night, he became Michael Jordan. It was incredible.
Great show.
I was there.
So,
for the rest of my life, I'll be able to say I was there the night that John Mayer became Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Did you ever get to see Bobby and the Midnight?
I've seen them all.
Yeah, so
I started in 1967. I was 15 years old. I heard them on the radio, and the disc jockey, Gabriel Wisdom, he said, this is a new band, boys and girls. They're from San Francisco. They call themselves the Grateful Dead. They had a concert last weekend in San Francisco. So many people showed up that everybody got in free. And they're having another concert in Los Angeles this weekend. And I'm telling you, boys and girls, if you're listening to this right now, if enough of you show up,
you'll get in for
free. Get in free.
And
we looked at each other. We were 15 years old. Nobody had any money. Nobody had a car. Nobody had a driver's license. But one of the guys, one of my buddies, his parents were out of town, and they had left the keys. And so we took their car, and we drove up from our home in San Diego, where Lori and I still live. San Diego, the greatest place
on Earth. It is a beautiful place, yeah.
And we had no idea where we were going. There were no maps in those days. We just heard from Gabriel Wisdom that it was in Los Angeles. And so we came up and started driving around, and then we saw these cool people heading in one direction. We said, that's got to be it. And so we just got in the flow. We got there. And when we got there, oh, man, got in for free. I'm embarrassed to say how many times. I feel bad for the Grateful Dead, how many times I got in free. Now, we buy all our tickets now.
Right.
But hopefully I'm a lot better person now than I was back then. And so we got to the front row. I was just blown away, Mike, how happy everybody was and how much joy and how much optimism and hope and all the things that I believe in life.
Right.
And I just looked around. I said, yeah.
This is the place to be.
This is the place. And I never left.
Bill, it's been wonderful having you on The Savvy Investor.
Celebrate life to the fullest. We never know what's going to happen, and do whatever you can to lift the burden and ease the pain on those who are suffering. For this day in particular, from cancer. And with the Harold and Carol with an E Pump Foundation, we're going to make a difference. There's been so much money raised already. I mean, the hospitals that the Pump brothers, Dana and David, don't know which one is which, but they're able to get out there and make a real difference. But it doesn't happen without everybody making
everybody's
a contribution.
Everybody's got to contribute, right. Everybody's got to give a little. Bill, wonderful talking to you. Wonderful talking to
Mike.
You.
Mike.
Thank you for joining us on The Savvy Investor.
Bill. With two L's.
And one silent.